Thank you, Representative. Representative McCray.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I guess in response to Representative Pluker, Bill, you enumerated several reasons why this could be jacked through no fault of the farmer. Are those particularly different in the state of Maine than the other states? And are the other states having the same, are they wrestling with the same problems? Does anybody know?
I would assume so, in that, except for maybe, you know, earlier frost comes, you know, more quickly here than other places, but I would assume that everybody's dealing with the same issues. Though I wonder if, I don't know if the number of growers has fallen as precipitously in other states as we've seen here. That's information I don't know.
Well, while I've sort of got the floor, this really would be a much simpler thing if the federal rules were to move to 1%. It doesn't appear that it would have the psychoactive issue because it's way lower than what's going to be profitable to grow in that regard. So it just seems to me that we're trying to make it profitable in Maine when it would be made profitable and not dangerous if the feds could come in and solve this problem for everybody. Just a comment.
Thank you, Representative. I agree it would make it much easier, and it's something that we, I've sat down and others have sat down with Representative Pingree to discuss this. And I want to say that the timeline, if they could get it into the farm bill, would be 2024. So there's still a big gap and pain for people in the meantime. And something I've been thinking about is that Maine has gone its own way on hemp and cannabis since 1999, with, you know, beginning with medical. So that's the whole reason we have this program. And I'm interested in doing this parallel program, just because if it's something that farmers want, it will give folks the opportunity to have a good and different kind of business in state. So. And maybe it'll help shift the conversation forward as well. Any other thoughts from committee members before I go to the hand I do see up? Representative Wilshire.
So starting from 2015, it looks like the first time there was a farmer that wanted to grow hemp was 2016, and the numbers increased, but I don't recall on that slide how it changed over time. So I just wanted to hear about, it hasn't been increasing regularly. People have dropped out of the program, and what are the challenges? Sorry.
We can bring Gary back up. Gary, can you just give a highlight again of the past few years of licenses and acres?
Sure. So in 2015, the rules weren't in place. So nobody licensed that year because it just wasn't available. So it went from two licenses in 2016 up to 32 in 2017, 82 in 2018, 181 in 2019, and then dropped to 111 in 2020 and down to 49 in 2021. And I would say that there's probably 50% of the growers each year have changed.
So that's actually a pretty big drop in 2 years.
And yes, it is.
And but you said that you didn't get a lot of response to your survey. So you don't act. So that does that mean you don't actually know why it's dropped so much?
Well, I think we know why it's dropped so much, just because of the CBD market. It was flooded with hemp after the 2019 year, and many growers were not able to sell their crop. One in particular I can think of who's let us know many times that he lost $300,000 because he couldn't sell his crop.
Do we have anything in our state that's helping with making markets for this crop or assisting with marketing?
Up to this point, there really hasn't been much support because of the problems with it not being fully, you know, we're not operating under the full federal requirements. In fact, it was only until this last year that the university allowed John Jemison to do any kind of hemp work. Prior to that, the risk folks at the university opted out of having anybody work on hemp at the university.
Thank you. Okay, we have a hand up from Representative McCray.
Yes. I'm talking too much and I can't even talk. Anyway, my question is, or my comment is, if we could run a dual program to get to the new farm bill in 2024, that would allow the people that want to do interstate business to do their thing at the 0.3 and allow the people in the state that are doing CBD just to go to the 1, and hopefully in the farm bill it'll move to to 1.0 and it'll no longer be necessary to have a dual program. Is that summarizing it?
That'd be nice.
Okay, let's do it.